Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel speaking to you from a socially acceptable distance. And on the other end of the line is WAMC's very own Ian Pickus. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm used to being socially distant. Before we do this week's show, I do have some questions for you, but I don't have the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase social distances. Rearrange the letters to spell a 7-letter word and an 8-letter word that both name buildings that have guards. What are the words? Well, the words are casinos and citadels.
Well, Mike, as the pandemic continues, we hope everyone is staying safe and sound right now in the listening area. Many people are staying home because they have to. They're under mandatory or self-quarantine. In honor of our situation, on this show, every correct answer will be a common bond that rhymes with quarantine.
Okay.
Number one, John Deacon, Roger Taylor, and since 2011, Adam Lambert.
Those are three of the members of the rock band Queen.
Right. That was an easy one because it starts with Q. Carl, Leonard, Bonnie.
So
it might be easiest to think about famous Leonards.
Oh, I got it. Okay, see? This is what you do. You think about it and it happens. So Carl, Leonard, and Bonnie, I don't think I know. They're all Bernsteins.
That's right. She's a ESPN and other network anchor, sports reporter, Bonnie Bernstein. Diphtheria, rabies, MMR.
Those are vaccines.
Yeah, another topical one for this week's show, of course. Vaccine rhymes with quarantine. Although I'm told we're still like a year or a year and a half away from a coronavirus vaccine. This next one's probably my favorite of the bunch. Steve Blum and Hugh Jackman. Tom Brady and Gerald Ford. Skunk Bear and Quick Hatch.
I know who some of those people are. I don't.
This is a part that Hugh Jackman had played several times, but only recently was it the name of the film.
Okay. All of them, apparently, two of whom I've never heard of, are apparently all Wolverine.
That's right. Tom Brady and Gerald Ford both played college football at Michigan, the Michigan Wolverines. Steve Blum has voiced the character of Wolverine, which has been portrayed on film by Hugh Jackman. And Skunk Bear and Quick Hatch are synonyms for the animal, the Wolverine. H2O, 20 years later. Season of the Witch. Resurrection.
See, now this one, I know. Those are all subtitles for movies titled Halloween.
That's right. And famously, Laurie Strode returned to the series despite having been killed off in an earlier iteration in the recent reboot of Halloween, and she is going to be in the upcoming sequels. Apparently, there are going to be two new sequels off the reboot as this series just continues to be unkillable. Well, Mike Nothnagel was a mean trivia machine this week. He went 5 for 5. How about you? How are you holding up? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or if you can't get enough of this trivia scene, then head on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those common bonds that Ian just gave us. There's probably a couple of extra credit questions there as well as this challenge. Ian.
Start with the phrase, stays home. Rearrange the letters and you can spell the 4-letter name of a public radio show and a 5-letter type of communication heard on that show. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get working on that challenge and stay safe. And we'll be back at the same time next week.
See you soon.